Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So it looks like iPad could be coming on the 2nd of March, as all the rumours say, because the UK carriers are discounting all of their iPads for a limited period only. If you go to Orange, T-Mobile and a few of the others, you're going to get an iPad for £99 on a 24-month contract. They're stacking them high and selling them cheap because everything's going to change come March 2nd, allegedly. MacBook Pros are supposedly coming on Steve Jobs' birthday on Thursday. They're going to come with a 16GB SSD boot disk, allegedly. And also, the white model is going to bite the dust. So if you're a student and you've got a bit of cash kicking around, you wanted a MacBook, now could be the time to go and buy the little dog turd, because after Thursday, it won't be available. One of the other technologies that's going to come along with it is supposedly Lightpeak, because on exactly the same day, Intel has said that they're going to have a technology release that could be coming to the market very soon. It could be that Intel finish speaking and Apple start speaking. It could be that near, but it looks like we're going to have to wait till tomorrow to find out. Oh dear, I don't know if I'm going to sleep. And another thing that's coming allegedly on Thursday is a Final Cut Pro update that's supposed to be, in inverted commas, spectacular. Yes, the piece of software's been around for about 10 years now, and it's not seen an awful lot of big updates. It's had little things here and there, but the last decent upgrade was about July 2009 for Final Cut Pro 7. The new one is supposed to be incredible. Incredible, unquote. Quite what it's going to do to match that title, I'm not entirely sure. All in the garden, however, is not rosy for Apple, because the FTC is investigating iTunes in-app purchases after a lot of parental complaints. It seems that parents have been stiffed more than once by Smurfs Village, where children have said that they want to buy something, the parents put in the password, and then the children keep buying regardless, because the next 15 minutes, of course, it's all free and fine and dandy. And a month later, then they get their credit card bill and they're really upset. The FTC chairman, John Leibowitz, explained it, saying, "We fully share the concern that consumers, particularly children, are unlikely to understand the ramifications of these type of purchases, and they intend to fully investigate." Well done, FTC. Higher quality music downloads could be coming to you. 24-bit, utterly lossless files could be available for download. This is going to make Carl Swagger very happy. It's not just Apple as well. It's going to come to iTunes, but it could be coming to the Amazon Music Store and Google as well. They're in talks, apparently. So as long as that doesn't turn into a closed shop, that'll be a good thing. And Amazon, while we're speaking of them, has launched Prime Movie. It's a streaming service. It's US only, unfortunately, and it goes out to subscribers. It's going to cost you $79 a year for an unlimited two-day delivery on items purchased from Amazon.com. The big question on everyone's lips is going to be, well, what can I watch? Well, allegedly, there's 5,000 movies and TV shows in there. Unfortunately, most of them are I Love Lucy from the 60s. And PlayStation hackers have turned the tables, it would seem, on Sony. Sony pushed out an upgrade that meant you were booted off PSN if you'd been a hacker, but not only have they been able to unban themselves, but they've able to go back online, pick other people out at random, and ban them as well, without any kind of knowledge. Oh dear, it's not looking good, Sony. You should have just left them alone. Let them put Linux on and be done with it. Now, if you've got a few quid kicking around because you've just won the lottery, then you could buy yourself the Tiny Ego Pseudo Submarine. It's a little tiny submarine. It's a pseudo submarine because it doesn't actually sink. It just bobs itself in the water on two floats. But you can see out from the little capsule that's in there. It's got enough battery power for 5 hours of movement, and it can do up to 5 knots, and that's it. After that, you just bob around. You have to wait for someone to come and rescue you. There's no word on price, but I'm getting the feeling that if you have to ask how much it is, you definitely can't afford one. And iGo has promised to regrow your hair. This is a fantastic piece of equipment that sits on top of your head. It's got two speakers so you don't get bored while all your follicles are being stimulated, and you can play your MP3s through it. It then pummels your scalp with 21 lasers and 30 LEDs, and your hair allegedly grows back on it. There's pictures on Engadget of people wearing it. I'd rather be bald. A lawyer in Texas, Evan Stone, who actually shares his name with a porn star from Reliably Informed, has recently sued 1,300 anonymous file sharers for downloading what he said was an anime film. He got very upset in an interview with someone and said, "No, it's a bit, they're all bastards and I want to kill them all." Turns out that the film that he sued him over is available as a free download on Hulu. Bad luck, Evan. And Nomad has released a capacitive brush for your iPad. It turns your iPad into a canvas, effectively. There's a picture on Engadget and a video of how it works, and it looks incredible. If you're an artist and you've got any kind of talent whatsoever with the brush, you have to get this, and at $24, it's a no-brainer. Now, you remember last November, Sex.com sold for £8.2 million. May have seemed like an awful lot of money, and it certainly was, because it's officially a Guinness World Record. Yes, the Guinness Book of World Records has officially entered it as being the most expensive website in the world. Oh dear. I could think of better things to go in the edition. And finally, one British father, Mr. Cooper, has got the mantle of best dad in the world. He made his son, Ben, a birthday cake for his 6th birthday. Not that special, you might think, until you realise it's a 4-foot-long demonstration of Angry Birds with a working catapult. If you go to electricpig.co.uk or you go and have a look on metro.co.uk, there is a video and there is a picture of it, and it looks absolutely fantastic. Well done, Mr. Cooper. I am not worthy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube and Facebook at bageltechnews. And don't forget that all of the shows from the weekend and broadcast Friday are now put on the YouTube channel as videos, so you can watch all your fave shows in live colour. That may not be a good thing, though, however. We'll be back again tomorrow with the roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.